Hi, this is Michaela. Welcome to the WOD Fam Chalk Pod.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to the pod. I'm Dylan James Weaver, but most folks around here just call me Dylan. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting episode of the WOD Fam Chalk Pod. Welcome to the WOD Fam Chalk Pod. I'm Dylan Weaver.
I'm Andrew Sabo.
And we are back here talking about episode 537, My Girl Hallie.
My Girl, comma, Hallie, right?
That's why I paused.
Oh.
You don't say commas out loud.
Well, I thought it was strange that there was a comma there.
Well, because it's My Girl, like, Hallie is a restatement of My Girl.
Yeah.
Her name is not like My Girl Hallie.
Well,
because other if there's if not a saying, comma, yeah. It's My Girl Hallie.
My Girl Hallie. Okay, you're right. There should.
That's
be a
why
comma.
It's My Girl Hallie.
My Girl Hallie. Yeah. Okay. Commas.
Right.
This has been Punctuation Corner.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
What episode number is this?
I already said it. It's 537.
I was distracted
Turn
by the commas.
Turn your ears on, Andra. Andra?
Andra.
Andra. Turn your ears on, Andra.
Dian Dian. Vittles.
So this,
other southern words.
This episode first aired February 7th of 2004
mm-hmm.
And was written by Bob Hoos and Nathan Hoobler, directed by Bob Hoos.
Hoobs.
Yeah.
He's
Hoobs
back.
And Hoos.
Yeah, that's definitely a Dr. Seuss thing, right? It sounds like a Dr. Seuss thing. We were talking about the Grinch before this, so that,
yeah,
that does
that's
change.
Fair. It's the final track on album 41, In Hot Pursuit,
mm-hmm.
Which we have already covered quite a few things off of.
Yeah, because was that the Color series?
Yep.
Okay.
That's where the Color Saga is.
Oh boy.
And so I guess that's the road trip.
But, yeah.
Yeah, and then like. Cast-wise, we have fun stuff this episode because it does return a bit to the roots
mm-hmm.
of, hey, what if we just have the kids in Odyssey doing this?
Yeah.
So it's Courtney Vincent again, because apparently she's got to be in all of these.
Yep.
As Hallie, Trent as Joey,
mm-hmm.
Marvin as Zach.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a weird turn... Joey's mom, voiced by Chris Anthony.
Yeah.
Very noticeably. And Mary, voiced by Kelsey Lansdowne, Chris's daughter.
Hmm. How about that?
So.
That is strange.
Yeah, it's fun.
She just sounds like Chris.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's like, I...
Uh-huh.
I'm very surprised she didn't put on a voice or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple... A couple moments especially where I'm like, because she's not in it a ton.
No.
But like, there's a couple, when she's like doing, so when she's just saying like quick sentences, it's mm-hmm. not that noticeable. But when she like gets going, I'm like, oh, this is
announcer Chris.
Yep. And then she doesn't do the wrap up on this episode.
Yeah.
Which was funny. Because
yeah.
It's like, that oh yeah, we've already got plenty of Chris. We don't need to do the
wrap up. We don't need more.
Good if I roll the promo?
Yeah, go for it.
On the next Adventures in Odyssey.
You're about to enter a different place.
But I've got a surprise for you.
Cool! It's a computer!
It's a dimension of sight and sound. And of mind.
Whoa! It's got an arm?
You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Welcome to your new world.
Don't miss the next Adventures in Odyssey.
Was that screaming in the back? I was like, oh,
yeah. That was haunting.
That was good. That was
yeah,
way trippier than this actual episode is.
Yeah, it's a pretty straightforward episode. I do really like it, though.
Oh, yeah, no, it's very interesting. And I like how it ends. Yeah, I like the Twilight Zone a lot, in that it's just like, there's kind of a moral, but it's just, things suck, and that's okay.
Right. Yeah. Make Adventures in Odyssey. Make another Twilight Zone. Come on.
It's been a while.
At the end of this one, it's like, tune in next time for more Twilight Zone. And I was like, nope.
There's no more.
It has been 15 years.
Hoobler, you know what you need to do.
It's just like that.
Do it for us.
It's the perfect AIO. I know we've said it already, but it's the perfect AIO Club monthly episode.
Yeah, exactly. And even if they do it once a year.
Yeah. Like, oh, it doesn't even need to be that frequent.
Yeah.
I want more Twilight Zone. But
oh yeah, oh yeah. And there's, I feel like the technology and everything with VR,
right,
like,
oh,
there's so many.
Right before
we could talk, what about juuling? What about vaping? We haven't talked about that yet. That's ripe for the robot chickening. It'll be great.
Yeah, you're not wrong. So yeah, my note off the top for this one, which is inconsequential, but it's just, I forgot how much I love the like clip show intros.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a while. We have like a clip show intro basically from it, and we haven't had one of those since like Novacom, probably.
Right? Yeah, because it's a very Novacom era thing that the show does.
Yeah,
like, you know, album 40 no. through 50. Like, it's just,
do
right.
you have a and, bucket on your head?
Yes. Well, and they do the fun skewing thing there too with the his mom's like, here's a drink, and he goes, it's purple.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Those are from two different points in the episode, but
yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, I don't know. I thought the same thing, though, because Wit does the intro.
Yeah, Connie's not in this at all.
Mm-mm, no, not at all.
We did not.
And, like, Wit's the announcer again. And honestly, I think he's good. I think I like him more than Connie.
Yeah, I liked that it was Connie.
Yeah, yeah.
But
for her character,
Wit,
I thought
it
was
think
cool.
Wit does a good job with it.
Mm-hmm. He's a little bit more ominous, which I think is nice.
Yeah. And it starts out, and I got very excited because they were outside playing Foursquare, and then that is the whole episode.
Yep, they just love them some Foursquare, which, you know what? Me too, man. I love Foursquare. Yeah. Foursquare, I played that in elementary school. I played that in preschool. I played that in middle school. I played that in high school. If I had the opportunity, I would play it in college. It holds up.
Yeah. You need to start the Foursquare Club at your new school.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So yeah. So Wit's doing the narration, and he says a line that's weird. He's like most young boys, he lives for the joy in the moment.
That's creepy.
A little bit. I was like,
lives for the joy in the moment.
The moment.
Like,
yeah, maybe.
Life draining out of some dead person's eyes. Like, yeah. Like, dear God, wait,
yep.
What?
And then, very soon, Joey Patrick will wake up in the Twilight Zone. So, yeah, we start out. Well, I mean, we already start.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's playing Foursquare,
mm-hmm.
And it's fun. I'm going to do it now.
Yeah.
They're constantly talking about Foursquare. It's this big
yes.
thing in the episode.
Yes.
There are only three kids.
Yes.
They should have just had a fourth kid to just make a comment every once in a while. Because later, they say, with Joey not playing anymore, they say, man, we're going to have to play three square now. And I'm like, there's only been three of you this whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is the fourth? Is there a younger sibling? Is there a parent involved?
Just tell me.
Well, and also, Foursquare with four people is rough, because then the only consequence is going back to the start.
Yeah.
Which is not that much.
Yeah, like, no, that's fair. Five is ideal.
Five is definitely ideal. Maybe even six. I like the way you think. So, basically, he's out playing Foursquare, and then he goes inside, and his mom has a present for him.
And
it
does.
Is a fancy fancy new computer, which the name is very long. And did you write it down?
Of course, I did.
Was tempted to write it down, but I was also very tired when I was prepping for this, and I was like, I'm not gonna go back.
It's the Cyberdean Super Plus Deluxe 9000.58.
Exactly. Which, I get that that's a joke, but that could definitely be a real thing.
Yeah.
That could be an LG smartphone, to be honest with you.
And weirdly, there's a couple references here, but the main one being Cyberdean is the company that makes Skynet in The Terminator.
I've never seen The Terminator.
Neither have I.
Tweet at us if you think we should.
I mean, I already think I should, but I haven't. Someday. Anyways, and then, so
it's like a before release computer.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming. He's getting it a year before it's going to hit the market.
Which, how is this thing not riddled with bugs?
There's a lot of weird stuff, but it's the Twilight Zone.
It's the Twilight Zone, so anything can happen forever.
Chickens could be drugs.
Are we sure that chickens aren't actually drugs?
You know, not 100%. We should get someone to test that out for us.
I mean, I've smoked chicken before.
I get it. A smoked chicken.
It was very tasty.
Yeah, that is well done, Andrew. Okay.
Thanks.
So he's been doing bad in school.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's like, did you get this to me because I'm failing?
Yep.
Which, how is getting your son a computer gonna make him better at school?
I mean, it does.
It totally does. But, like, that was a thing where it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, especially in 2004.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like, if anything, Odyssey's relationships with computers is that they are only video game time suckers. Yeah. And it is that, too, but it's also the difference
between Novacom take over the world devices.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, too.
It's really interesting that this episode comes post-Novacom.
Yeah.
Because it's him interacting with a computer with this headset.
Yeah.
And it kind of taking over his life, which seems
exactly what was happening.
Some Novacom.
With a headband and everything.
Except this one is fake.
Yeah.
And actually, I kind of like that in that it's like, they're like, in Odyssey, it's, you know, writing out the script for this plane. He's like, well, it's been a couple years since, you know, the mind control computers. We can probably write something about that now.
Yeah. It's not too soon. Nobody was traumatized. So, where's Agnes?
Yeah. Oof. So this computer comes with biocircuitry.
Yeah.
It's going to learn, like, by being used.
Yeah.
Some machine learning.
Yeah, which that exists in the real world, doesn't
there's it? There's a lot of machine learning and AI stuff that I don't think was much of a thing in 2004, but is now very common.
Yeah.
And so it comes with a headband that mm-hmm. integrates with the computer. It's got Velcro, which is what all the coolest
Velcro. I thought that was the funniest thing in the world. Yep.
It's funny, and also Velcro is a name brand
thing. Yeah, it's like Windex.
Yeah.
What are
you supposed to call it generically?
Yeah.
Hook and loop fasteners.
Wow.
Yep.
No wonder we just call it Velcro. Like, at least glass cleaner is hook and loop fasteners.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the headband is what all the handsomest computer users are wearing these days.
And he blushes so deeply.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the headband, like, so once he puts it on and he uses, like, because it's the wireless control input something or other is the name for the headband.
Stupid name.
It like works immediately.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, the computer, he just plugs it in. There's this great back and forth where he's like, so can I like set it up? And his mom's like, no, you can just like stand there and look at it.
Yeah,
of course you can set it up. Like, it's, I don't know.
His mom is so sweet.
I like it. And so he just plugs in the computer. It's ready mm-hmm. to go. His mom says, 22nd century, here we come.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Nope.
You're not jumping forward 96 years. This thing will be in the market in a year.
Yes. Hyperbole, but poorly used is my guess.
Yeah, it's fine. And so, yeah, his mom leaves, or it's maybe the next day, and he's mm-hmm. playing around with the computer. Mm-hmm. It's voice activated so that as an audio drama, we can understand what's happening.
Yeah. That's helpful.
Yeah.
But it's also very futuristic.
Oh, no, no, no. I
definitely
agree.
Plays.
Siri?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My Girl Siri. They should just switch the name.
My Girl Siri.
What would happen?
My Girl Alexa? My Girl... okay, Google.
Yeah, Google Assistant. I'm glad that it doesn't have a name.
My Girl Cortana.
Oh, no. How dare you mention that name? That was a great character in Halo, and it was tainted by being a terrible voice assistant.
That's now basically dead. Yeah. But, yeah, I hope we all just triggered all of your things to go off.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're not listening to headphones, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Okay, Google. No. Tweet at the WadFam Chalk Pod.
I don't know if that works, but if it does,
tweet
thanks.
At us.
Oh, man. So he sits down at his computer, tells Howie to, or she's not Howie at this point, tells the purple computer to check his emails. He's got 25 emails.
Yeah.
He has had a computer for one day.
Yep.
And he has 25 emails.
Yeah.
He is also a child.
Yeah. I remember getting my first email in like fourth grade, and it was like a play email that was controlled by the school to teach us how to use it or something.
Nice.
It was the biggest thing in the world because it was before everybody had phones. Oh my gosh. Those were the days. I never had 20. I still don't have 26 actual emails. They're all just ads.
No, that's fair. Yeah, not even from work do I get that many emails. No. So he goes to the diary, mm-hmm. and then he just says, he's kind of playing around with it, testing out the mm-hmm. functionality. He just says, go to a history website.
Yeah, and then the history, yeah.
And then a history website appears.
Yep, go to a history website.
It's very funny.
It's so generic. It's great.
But yeah,
though.
And then he's at school. He gets an A on his paper. He's talking with Zach and Mary, his yep. friends. He's doing really well in school.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to play Foursquare because he's got to go home and work on extra credit for Mrs. Bukanga.
Wow. That's a name.
Is that a Kathy Buchanan joke?
Bukanga.
I kind of thought it might be.
I was thinking Winnie the Pooh.
Sure.
I was thinking like Kanga and Roo situation, which...
Roo Kanga.
Could be both. Couldn't it be both? It's the Twilight Zone. Anything could happen.
That's true. He's spending more and more time with his computer and less time with everyone else.
And at this point, has he named it Hallie?
This is right when he names it. Howie.
Yep, and he makes the honor roll.
Yeah. Yep, after less than a month of using the computer.
Yeah. I don't... So, this computer has made it easier for him to do his schoolwork.
Yeah.
And therefore he is smarter?
I think more the idea is that the computer is making him, because he wants to spend time with Hallie,
mm-hmm.
he wants to actually, like, work on school stuff.
Okay.
Rather than going out and playing with friends,
yeah.
he's putting his free time into homework because it means he gets to spend time with his computer girlfriend.
Yes.
And that's, yeah. The naming it Hallie is very... interesting.
Uncomfortable.
So, well, it's 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah,
like
how
9000.
Yeah.
Because the computer is the, you know, Cyberdyne Super Plus mm-hmm. Deluxe 9000.58. And then he named her Hallie. I like when Odyssey's clever.
Yeah. That's definitely nice. I'll go for it.
I'm just, every time they say Hallie, I'm just picturing Lindsay Lohan in
Mean Girls?
No, no, no. What's the
Callie?
What's the twins?
Parent Trap.
Parent Trap.
Yes.
We got there.
Yes. Why did I think Mean Girls? Her name is definitely Katie.
Yeah.
Katie.
But yeah, no, it's the American one is Hallie.
Or in the English one is
not
I don't know.
anyways, that was a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
It's at this point that his mom comes up and
brings some juice, right?
Yeah, well she's asking, oh, cuz she brings him juice. She tells him that
he made the honor roll.
Right. And asks him if he wants to go out for dinner, and he's like, "No, like
I got
to
work
schoolwork
on homework yeah.
to work on." And she's like, "Okay,
yeah,
you're gonna
strange.
Come. I'm gonna go. I'll go make dinner. You, like, let me know when you want to come, or you can come down in a bit." And he's like, "Can you just bring it to me?
Yeah, can I dinner up here?
God, I've really got to work on this paper."
Yeah,
and she says, "Sure."
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think bad parenting is actually the villain of this episode.
Yeah.
More than sentient computers.
Yeah.
She got...
Although the sentient computer's real bad. I will say, it does, like, literally become emotionally manipulative and then physically isolate him.
I mean, you're right. Which...
But bad parenting could have stopped all of this.
Yeah.
Or good parenting could have stopped all of this.
Yeah.
Who's to know?
Yeah. Who is to know?
So
not
basically,
I.
Yeah, and then he spends all of his time with his computer. That's basically the main theme, is that he's spending less and less time at school and more and more time with his computer.
Less and less time with friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it
doesn't even sound like he's going to school by the end of it.
Yeah, well, because at a certain point, he is...
he's working on schoolwork, but school's been over for, like...
Well, he's claiming to work on schoolwork, but
yeah.
No, at a certain point, though, he has a conversation with Hallie where he's like, you know, my parents are going to let me enroll in that online school.
Yeah.
So he switches to, like, cyber schooling.
that makes sense.
But yeah, he also, the thing with the juice is he's like, man, I wish I had
a
cup
holder.
And Hallie, like, pops out
a cup
an
holder.
Arm and gives him a cup holder, stick his not purple juice in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very... Did you ever see the movie Smart House?
No.
It was a Disney Channel movie.
Oh, okay.
So you shouldn't have seen it, but that's what this reminds me of, where, like, this house is sentient and it, like, can do its own thing. And it is, like... It becomes more and more sentient as the movie progresses. And it becomes kind of like the villain and the hero at the same time. It's actually a decent movie, but there's a lot of this kind of like that trope of, wow, I wish technology could do that, and then boom, technology does it, and
gotcha.
It's very cool.
Gotcha. He asks the computer to go to the the cosmic blasters become a thing?
Yeah.
Throughout this, which I guess is a game.
Yeah.
Go to the comic blasters homepage.
Yeah.
Poor
Joey.
Yeah.
He doesn't. Poor and then he starts Joey. Making jokes with his computer.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. The jokes are cringy. I think actually, yeah, it's the jokes, and it's also his friends showing up and doing the whole, like, it's no fun playing three square. And
yeah.
Then, like, he won't leave, and they're just kind of like, all right, well, kind of screw this. I guess, like, we're no longer doing stuff with you.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
Fun while it lasted.
Yeah. Well, and it's so hard, and, like, obviously, you know, you feel for his friends, but you also, like, really, really, you know, kind of pity Joey
yeah.
for where he's at, so.
Well, yeah, it's the moral of this, and Wit says as much at the end, is not, like, hey, technology is bad. It's, one, like, don't let things come in front of each other,
mm-hmm.
and also, not said, but at least implied in my mind, is, like, hey, be careful when dating.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, also that.
Because it does very much mirror, like, this all-consuming
relationship
thing.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah.
I feel personally attacked.
You said it, not me.
Dear Chalk Squad, I've made mistakes in my life.
Yeah. And yeah, and Hallie basically is just like goes on about how like much she like loves him and has like changed and adapted because he's spending time with her.
Yeah.
And yeah, she has this, he tells her a joke. She has this terrifying laugh.
Yeah.
Then she tells him a joke and he explains it and then laughs and then she laughs and it's haunting.
It's horrifying. It's like, ah, ha, 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 ha. Yeah. Ah! I'm so scared of it. I hate it.
Yeah. The other thing that's happening at this point that I think is one of the incredible, like, moves from a writing production side on this is his voice becomes
more and more robotic.
Right. More and more like that, like stilted, like I'm like kind of like what a lot of us do if we ever talk to, you know, Siri or,
exactly.
or Google or whatever, where it's like you got to be like really careful with like your words so that it gets it. But on the flip side, Hallie is becoming more and more human sounding. So they're doing this like interesting merge.
It's so good though. And honestly, kudos to the voice actor because he's a child and he's doing a very good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I can't imagine that's on the production side where they're like spacing all those words out.
No, like, but it's good direction and writing and good acting by Mr. Corey Padnos.
And then he buys her memory, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He buys her a gift.
He actually before that, his mom comes up, Joey's mom comes up and tries to get him to do chores when he's playing Cosmic Blasters, and that's where Hallie bluffs and is like, you need help with page 74 of your math homework?
Yeah.
And that's, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
Uh-huh. And then...
What if Cosmic Blasters is a really fun game, though?
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing. But then he does get forced to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately after going out, gets hit in the head with a four-square ball.
Yeah.
And goes back inside. And then purchases memory for Hallie. She says, while her screensaver was on, you must have bought...
That's... Not how that works. Maybe he ordered it on another computer that was in the house?
Maybe.
That would be the only thing. Or he could have bought... Oh, no, because it comes in the mail. So, definitely doesn't go out and actually do something. He sounds like he's dying, though, when he's coming in. Right. Like, he's like, it was so bright out there. Yes. And she's like, shh.
It's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. Yeah. You're back here. I missed you. You're safe now. It's like... Oh
yeah, no.
This
is a toxic relationship.
Yeah, it is incredibly uncomfortable. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah, and he then like it's weird the way this is set up because like immediately after buying her more memory, he is caught looking at laptops.
Yep, that little silver laptop. How could you look at others like when I haven't even given a second thought to looking at? You know, like, oh my gosh.
Yep.
Yeah.
There
is, I mean, wow, Odyssey, really going with, like, the porn parody, are we? That's what's happening right now?
Well, or just, like...
Cheating.
Right. Well, or not even cheating. Just, like, looking at another person.
Yeah.
And then, or, like, that thing where, like, you, like... grab coffee with an old friend and then are interrogated for like, hey, why were you doing that?
Yeah.
The classic sitcom trope.
Exactly. Exactly. Why'd you get coffee with that person that you used to be very close with? That could only mean bad things. You aren't allowed to have friendships with the opposite sex.
Correct. I'm glad you're picking up on that, Andrew. That's
Seinfeld. Do, 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 do. Actually, I don't know if that's a thing from Seinfeld at all. I haven't seen that. Well, you've seen Seinfeld. Is that a trope?
It's a trope in every sitcom.
Okay.
You're safe.
Sounds good.
But yeah. And then, oh man.
She says all I've ever wanted to do, or all I've ever wanted is to do my best for you.
Yeah. Oof. Wow.
And then his mom storms up and is like, I've been calling your cell phone and emailing you for a half hour.
Yeah. Yeah, and then she like rips the headband off of him.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds disgusting.
Right. Well, like, it's become like melded into his head because
it sounds like he's like taking off a band-aid or something.
Yeah, it sounds like even worse than that.
Yeah,
it sounds like he's taking off a band-aid that has become ingrown.
Yeah,
like, ugh.
It's like that's congealed.
It is some real
powerful sound engineering.
Yeah, no kidding.
It sounds wet, and I don't like that.
Yeah, and this is where he sounds fully like a computer.
Yeah,
and this is where she's like, you know, it's summer, school's been out for weeks, like, you're not actually up here doing schoolwork.
Yeah,
you know, he says the headband is broken, and then it works fine, so that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But he then hears his friends throwing stones at the window.
Yeah.
And he opens it up and is like, hey, guys. And they're like, yeah, you got to come out. And, like, you can tell he's, like,
actually interested a little bit. Yeah.
It's like he's starting to become a little disillusioned with Hallie.
Well, he was, like, dying. So she takes off his headband and he was, like, physically ill.
Yep.
And then that kind of settles down. The headband works fine. He's talking to Hallie, and then there's people knocking on his window or throwing stones at his window, you know, Romeo and Juliet style.
Yep. And he opens up the window and talks to them, and then Hallie reaches over and closes the window.
Yeah, I was wondering, so is Hallie, like, a robot at this point where she's coming over and shutting the window manually, or can she, like, control the window?
Because
I imagine, like, a Star Wars door-shutting situation, which is kind of like...
I'm picturing, like, the cup holder arm just, like, reaching out and closing it.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But we also, we hear, I think when his mom comes up, that, like, she's like... His mom makes a comment about Hallie, like, almost being the size of Joey now.
Yeah, Hallie's huge.
He's been doing a lot of upgrades. I don't know how he's making money, maybe Bitcoin.
Yeah, this man is crypto farming currently. He invested deeply in Uber.
And then his mom's yelling upstairs, and Hallie plays an opposite frequency to mute her.
Yeah, which is terrifying.
Oh my word. And like the engineering's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because he shuts the window and then that noise gets muted and then his mom starts
talking.
She shuts
the window.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And yeah. It's the most controlling,
and now
manipulative,
they can't hear you.
Possessive.
Yeah.
Like isolating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're just mine now. Nobody can have you. And then he's like, I don't want this anymore. And then
pulls the plug.
Yeah. Well, and that's before she's like, so she's like threatening him basically. And then he's like, well, I'll just pull the plug. And then she's like, now don't be unreasonable. We'll lose everything that we've built, like all this memory and everything. Yeah. And then he pulls the plug. And then her final words are, I feel everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which, oh.
Yep.
Sentient computer death.
Uh-huh. And he goes outside to play with Zach and Mary, and in the perfect Twilight Zone twist, they're playing Foursquare on laptops.
It's so much faster.
Yeah. And then Whit does a little wrap up. I'm actually like, props to him for saying technology isn't out to take over our lives.
Yeah.
Because I have wondered if that is a Focus on the Family stance on a...
I think that it is to a certain extent. Maybe not in this episode, though.
Yeah.
It's, basically, like, when our relationship with things become more important than our relationships with other people and with God, like, then that's a problem.
Right.
And then he quotes a line from Habakkuk, which is interesting. But, the whole point is basically, like... things are cool, but like they're not as good as God, you know?
Right. Well,
like,
yeah.
What are you going to ask?
Yeah. It's,
you can't ask them what to do. Like,
yeah. Well, it's about like not like worshiping an idol you've made from your own hands.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Really good. No Chris outro.
No.
But Now, this was on the AIO Club. I forgot to text you about it. Did you listen to the alternate ending?
No!
This episode has two endings.
Okay.
It had the one we heard,
mm-hmm.
and they had come up with another one that they were nervous that it was going to be, like, too creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And so
they didn't release it.
So they went back and forth and ended up putting it up to a vote on witsend.org.
Okay.
About, like, hey, should we do, like, this one or the alternate one? And they ended up going with, like, the one we hear is mm-hmm. the second one, not the original. You want to listen to the other one?
Sure.
I mean, it's pretty quick. I can pull it up real quick for you.
Oh, my gosh.
So we just listened to it. I'll let you you give your take because it's fresh.
Yeah, the alternate ending. Wow, that is dark. He turns into the computer. So he unplugs Hallie, and then Hallie becomes a human, and he becomes a computer. And then some girl gets him, and he goes and plays Foursquare with not Marvin. Wow. That is bone-chilling. And Wit's outro is haunting. Like, wow! That is good.
It's so much better.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the going outside and seeing the laptop things is like a good Twilight Zone ending. But the... Yeah.
It makes more... It fits the episode better. I would say the... Not the Foursquare, the other one.
The
him becoming
the computer. One we just listened. Okay, yeah. Because it's that whole, like, we have the whole thing all episode long of their voices, like, switching.
Yeah.
And so he unplugs it, and she's like, you shouldn't
have done that.
And now she's him.
Yeah.
Like, now she's the person. Girl in a purple dress.
Yeah.
And he has become a computer.
Yep.
It's really freaking great.
Yeah, that's so much better. Wow. Well, thank you for... making me listen to that. Yeah. That was really good.
Voters, 5,000 of you who voted, you voted wrong.
Yeah.
Just throwing that
out
there.
Yeah. I don't know how you think you were a champion.
I don't know. Like, I can't imagine they were able to listen to both. So I don't know how they were described.
They must have released them both.
But they didn't have the full episode? Or do you think they put out the full episode and then were like, on their website? And then were like, which should we air on the radio? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's weird, but yeah, if you guys have the AIO Club, you can listen to it there, or it is also on the album version of mm-hmm. this, because I had heard it before, but...
I never had.
That's really nuts. Good.
Yeah, that is really, really good.
So yeah.
Any closing thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Her line is, oh, Joey, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah. Yeah, and she sounds like... Because that's when she transitions from sounding like a computer to sounding like a person. Mm-hmm. It's just like, ooh.
Yep.
I thought for a second it was going to be like her going to computer hell or something like that.
Nope. It is scarier.
Yes.
And so the other thing that I realized I could do is I looked it up in the guide to see if what there was about this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought up the fact that... So Glenn Montjoy is the sound designer on this episode.
Okay.
And... he did, in order to get Howie's voice and then later Joey's voice to sound the way they did, he pieced her words together line by line. Like, he had her, like, read through them, like, five different times in different ways and then, like, picked and chose the words separately to give it, like, that feel. And then as she becomes more and more human, he would do more and more words from the same take. Line. So it would be... two words from the take and then two words from a different take where it started out as four
that is
different takes.
Amazing. That's actually so impressive.
Yeah.
That is dedication.
Uh-huh. And it's just like, wow. Yeah, she becomes more and more human throughout.
And then she becomes a human.
Right.
They don't play freaking robot Foursquare.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a fine ending, but this one's clearly better and also creepier.
Creepier. Like, much, much, much creepier. But the whole episode
that
is incredibly
Joey
creepy.
As the computer is, like, haunting.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Welcome to your new world.
Yeah.
I don't want it! I don't want a new world!
Yeah.
Oh, what a great way to end our Twilight Zone saga.
That's probably the best Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, I like it. I don't know, the Time of Our Lives.
The Time of Our Lives, yeah. Okay.
But, well, and the Twilight Zone itself was really good, too.
Oh, yeah.
The chicken episode.
Yeah. Yeah, the chicken one's still great. Yeah. Okay. I think the chicken one takes the cake.
Yeah, it might. But, like, yeah. After the tragedy that is Two Roads.
Yeah.
This is an really excellent way to end it. Have a good one to end on. Yeah, you got any additional thoughts about this episode?
No. I mean, honestly, I enjoyed it a lot. It was creepy. It was different. It's exactly what we've come to know and love about the Twilight Zone. So yeah, very, very good feelings. Yeah. What about you? Anything else?
Not on this end of things. I'm not gonna plug anything either.
No, neither am I.
So it is. It's time for our big announcement.
We got some big news, boys and girls.
So this is obviously the end of our coverage of the Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Because there aren't any more. If they make more, we'll come back to them. Just like if they ever bring back the chairman,
exactly.
We'll cover it.
Exactly.
But yeah, so this is kind of our last real episode of the year. You guys will hear an episode next week. We're doing a Christmas episode.
Mm-hmm, with a special guest.
Yeah. And then we'll be off for New Year's, and we'll come back in January with a new series. Andrew, what are we covering?
Covering the Blackheart Saga.
Yep.
Yay! 30 episodes of Blackheart!
Oh, the time has come, guys. We are finally jumping into another big
arc.
I mean, the biggest.
Yeah.
We are following the Blackheart Chronicles disc set that was released back in 2011. So that is, we'll put the listening order in our show notes here, but if you're curious as to why we're doing some episodes and not others, cause there are other stuff that's like kind of tangentially related that we could cover, but we're just going to stick to that because, we want something we can be focused on and also not have to go back and forth of like, is this Blackheart enough? Like, whatever Odyssey said was the Blackheart Chronicles.
That's what we're going to cover. Which is, and it's worth noting, this is our first time, both me and Dylan, listening to the Blackheart Chronicles in this way.
Right.
Because of how much it's spaced out, it's much more different than Novacom. So, because Novacom was more like, it was over just a much smaller time frame, like much fewer albums, whereas Blackheart from beginning to end is incredibly large. Like, I think we talked about it's like 400 episodes, 300 episodes in between the beginning and the end.
Yeah, it's 30 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
The first episode that we're covering aired in May of 1989. The final episode we will be covering aired in October of 1999.
Yeah.
So these episodes cover 10 years of Odyssey.
Which is nuts.
And they're, unlike the Novacom, which was all kind of thought up and recorded and aired in kind of one go, these ones are incredibly spaced out.
Yeah.
So I've never had like the clear A to B to C picture of the saga in the same way that Novacom.
Yeah.
Because Novacom's.
If you listen through an album, you listen through Novacom, basically. Right. Whereas this, you can listen through albums and not get Blackheart. Not get the whole thing.
Right. So. Well, yeah, there are a lot of episodes, obviously, in those 10 years. There are many albums that have no Blackheart episodes.
Exactly.
But this is kind of the. Yeah, Blackheart is Wit's perfect foil.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm really
so excited.
Really looking forward to doing this. So that will be starting in January.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the structure of Blackheart, that it's not so A to B to C in like that tight continuity, we might take breaks in the middle of the series to, you know, do weird one-offs or have someone on to talk about something like that sort of thing, it might not be as like tight on our end either, just because 30 episodes is a lot to dedicate to one thing straight through.
Exactly.
So yeah, you know, we are gonna take some liberties and have fun with it, but yeah, that is happening.
And it's so exciting. I think it's gonna be some like very good content. Mm-hmm. It's because it's been so long since I've listened to them, and I've only listened to them maybe one or two times.
Yeah,
like it's gonna be very, very fresh, and especially listening to it in this completely new way, I think it's going to make for very, very interesting discussion. So
yeah, so that'll be our 2020.
Tell your friends.
Yeah. Spread.
Everybody who knows Odyssey knows about Black Herd.
I was going to say, this is like the one. Like,
yeah.
Like, Novacom was much more for like...
Hardcore for like
when
friends.
Was much more when I grew up, Novacom was the thing. Mm-hmm. But also, we had the back catalog and Black Herd was huge.
Yeah.
So...
Exactly.
So yeah, that is coming. Like we said, we'll do one more episode... before then, one more episode of the 2019 year,
mm-hmm.
our Christmas special
of the decade.
Yeah, last episode of the decade. And yeah, then we'll be back with a bite of applesauce. So until then, guys, bye.
Bye.
Wadfam Chalk Pod is a presentation of the Lititz Podcast Co-op. This show is a fan podcast and has no official affiliation with Adventures in Odyssey or Focus on the Family. As such, the copyright is ours under Creative Commons. Follow the podcast at WadfamChalkPod on Twitter and Instagram, or email us at WadfamChalkPod@gmail.com. Episode 57, My Girl Hallie, was hosted by Dylan Weaver and Andrew Acebo, and edited by Dylan Weaver. I'm Michaela Moeller, hoping you'll join us again next time for more of the Wadfam Chalk Pod.